This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Hospitals run by for-profit companies are running short of profits. One of the largest for-profit hospital chains, Tenet Healthcare, reports that it has lost money for the fifth quarter in a row, and other companies are losing money, too. There are many reasons for this trouble, but NPR's Snigdha Prakash found one major cause. A growing number of patients can't or won't pay their hospital bills.
It takes a long time to undo the effects of fraudulent business practices, and Tenet is learning that the hard way. The company reported a loss of $122 million in the first quarter as it continued to undo the effect of its previous practice of padding profits by overcharging Medicare and insurance companies. It also addressed other expensive legal and regulatory problems. But even after stripping away those special costs, Tenet's earnings wouldn't have been anything to write home about.
In the quarter, they would have made a couple of pennies a share of earnings. That's if you exclude all these extraordinary items.
Analyst Frank Morgan covers Tenet for Jefferies & Company. He says at Tenet and at other hospital companies, those weak numbers can be traced in part to a sharp increase in what's called bad debt. That's money hospitals never expect to collect. It was 11% of total revenue at Tenet, and Morgan says a lot of that is owed by the uninsured.
A weaker economy, higher unemployment levels have certainly led to a higher number of people who are uninsured. As the cost of insurance continues to rise, as more of the burden is put on the shoulders of the employee from the employer, some people who are employed simply choose to go naked without insurance as well.
It's not unusual for uncollected bills to go up when the economy is weak. But analyst David Haushalter of Susquehanna International Group questions if bad debt will go down at hospitals even as the economy improves. He says that's because increasingly Americans with jobs and health insurance are also contributing to bad debt at hospitals.
What's happening is that people, even though they're insured, they're having to bear a larger and larger burden of the health care expense, as we're seeing employers increase co-pays, increase deductibles. That all translates to more money out of individuals' pockets.
That's a big change from when individuals and hospitals could count on insurers to pay essentially the entire hospital bill. It's harder to collect from individuals than from insurance companies, so hospitals aren't getting fully paid even by the insured. Economist Stuart Altman of Brandeis University says the increase in the unpaid bills at hospitals should concern everyone, even those who appear to have no financial stake in the matter.
They're a symptom of a much broader issue, which is whether the hospital system is financially in good shape or not, and that affects both access to care and quality.
With hospitals, as with every other healthcare service, Americans want more and better services. The big question is, who will pay for them? Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.